USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the White House is working hard to save lives as the coronavirus rages across the United States.
We've continued to be on the same mission we've been on throughout the course of this year, and that is to save American lives, to work every day toward that day that we put the coronavirus in the past.
The Vice President and others holding a White House coronavirus task force briefing as cases continue to rise. Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health also reminding everyone regarding those coronavirus vaccines.
We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in an inappropriate way. This is really solid.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 45 points to close at 29,483. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the states should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts that are still out there that have not been called yet.
A Wisconsin judge is ruling that the man who gave Kyle Rittenhouse a rifle used to kill two looters during civil unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, will face trial. Authorities saying there is enough evidence to charge the 19-year-old with two counts of intentionally giving a dangerous weapon to someone under 18. Officials allege Black took money from Rittenhouse to purchase the AR-15 semi-automatic weapon. Rittenhouse claims the killings were in self-defense as he was attacked first. His defense team has video that they say proves that. This is USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Secretary of the Army and President Trump said the annual Wreaths Across America event at Arlington National Cemetery will go on as scheduled next month, following backlash after the cemetery's leadership canceled the 2020 ceremony over the coronavirus pandemic. Karen Worster is the executive director of Wreaths Across America. She reacts to the news.
We immediately, as you can imagine, just people outpouring was phenomenal from all over the country, from so many people that were just devastated. My efforts were concentrated on working with the staff there at Arlington, and they were very open to trying to make a change. Everybody came together for a happy outcome, and that we now have the opportunity on December 19th at a record-breaking for us, 2,500 locations, and under the guidelines all over the country to keep people safe, that we will be placing these to remember, honor, and teach.
Conservative commentator and activist Candace Owens is suing Facebook for what she says is defamation. Owens saying Facebook fact-checkers who are employed to flag what they deem to be misinformation are targeting her, and their fact-checking has led to a demonetization of her Facebook page. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg did spend part of his week testifying on Capitol Hill, and now he's being sued. There's no response from Facebook as of yet to the lawsuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.